Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Dan.
Dan?
Yep.
How are you doing, Dan?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Me too. Me too. Are you tracking points?
Nope.
Okay. Anybody else? I heard somebody just click in.
Hi, it's Betty.
Betty, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very good, and I have 9 points.
9 points. Good for you. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, Todd. This is Way.
Good morning, Way. How are you doing?
I got 10.
You got a 10. Perfect score. Good for you.
Score.
You're motivating me to work on my last couple of points here.
I think it's just like the, you know, when you keep at it and you keep doing it, but once you stop missing it, it's like, it bites you.
Yeah, it bites you. It's right. Oh, we don't want to miss any of them if we really want to be healthy, do we? Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
Working at it.
Working at it. Okay. Well, some of those things I know have fallen into a habit.
Well, we've been out to dinner a couple of times, but I managed to stay on what I was supposed to.
Well, good for you.
Not quite the diet part, but because I did have some oil, but otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like you have to beat yourself up. You just know that, you know, I mean, sometimes in the restaurant you just can't ask them to redo it 5 times, so whatever. I don't carry it to that extreme either, and I can't see myself ever doing that. I know, never say never, but good morning to anyone else that would like to say hi to us this morning. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle.
Loretta from Maine.
Loretta?
Yes?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Sure, good morning. This is Mary Jane.
Good morning, Mary Jane from the West Coast.
Yep.
I don't know. I think we're beating you on sunshine back here. I think we have 10 days in a row that's sunshine.
Oh, well, I'm not looking at sunshine this morning. It's been terribly, terribly bad. But
it's been what?
It's cloudy today.
Cloudy today, okay. Well, we certainly get our share of sunshine back here. That's one thing I'm really grateful for and really enjoying. Anyone else?
This is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you doing points?
Yes, 9.
9, good for you. Great. You guys are doing excellent. Anyone else? Okay, well, if we have new people listening in the gallery, we just want to let you know the reason and the purpose for this call is to keep you updated on the latest information on how we should be eating to be the very healthiest, and also the latest technologies that NECAN has provided us with to make that possible also. And the two together just make a perfect 10 as far as I'm concerned. I don't know how it could get any better than that with what is out there in the world today. And the information that you'll hear about the plant-based diet originated for me from the China study, which was put together by Dr. Colin Campbell. It's the largest nutritional study ever done, 880 million people in China. From that, he went back and reconstructed more technical tests run on a smaller number of people, and then started collecting information from around the world, and then came back to the United States and was doing that in the United States also, but anyway, set up other studies in the United States for 17 years, received the funding for them, and didn't exactly know all that he was doing at the time. Probably would not have been given the funding had they known, and had he even realized all of it. So anyway, that's what we're talking about. So far, I've not had anyone that can refute it. I was skeptical enough that I called in a medical researcher, Dr. Carol Guth, that has spent her life in medicine, and I knew could identify if the studies were not accurate or they were something other than they appeared to be. And her comment 2 weeks later after going through the material was, there's nothing you can find wrong with any of this. And my next question was, have you changed the way you're eating? And she laughed and said, well, of course, and kind of like I'd be stupid if I didn't type thing. So anyway, that's where we are today. That's been, it'll be a year come May 2nd that I went in and had blood drawn, and we have seen a dramatic difference in that, as well as other tests that I have had run just more recently. So anyway, we're here to answer any questions that you might have to make it the most useful information to you and the easiest to put into action for you if you choose to do this. So, questions. Wow, we are an accomplished group, aren't we? Comments. Yes.
Yeah, this is Dottie.
Yes.
There's a lot of static on the line, and it took me quite a while to get on the line, so I don't know if anybody else was having any problems.
I hear a really, really faint little hum. I don't know.
I hear a lot. Yeah, I hear a lot of static. I can hear your voice, but I don't know what you're saying. And you know, it took me about 5 minutes to get on because.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
I dialed right in. Anybody else having problems hearing?
This is Dan. There's static on the line all the time.
You mean normally or?
This morning.
Morning. Morning. Okay, I can redial. If you guys want to just hang on there, it'll cut, unless somebody else is on the host line, it'll cut you free. But no, it won't hang you up. But anyway, let me go ahead and try redialing and see if there's anything on my phone here. I'll be right back with you. Somebody else go ahead and keep talking because I think you will stay connected.
This is why I finally I got the hard copy of the China that went through, but I got the audio that I thought had gone through two discs already, and which is really promising. And then it's really good with audio; you can put it on while you're doing anything at the same time and get the information for the China study. So
I didn't hear a word you said, Hugh.
Oh, no, I said I got the hard copy that I read through, but I finally got the audio version of the China study, and it's really great.
Oh.
When you're cleaning the house or doing anything, you can stick it on and put on a headset and listen to it, you know, and it's really good and feeding your brain, and, you know, you get the facts again behind you. So.
Okay, I'm back. Is that any better?
Nope. Not for me.
I don't know. Is your line or Dottie? Because I hear Sean nice and clear. So I don't know whether.
It was good while you were gone.
It was good while I was gone. I wonder why it's different from one phone to the next, because you guys are coming in really loud and clear on my end. I don't know what to say. I think I boosted my volume. Let me try again here. Okay, now I've got my volume boosted. Does that help any?
Nope, still there.
It's still there. I don't know what to tell you.
I can hear you, though. This is Charlene.
Oh, you can hear me fine, too.
This is Penny. I can hear you quite well, too.
Okay, well, so West Coast is, east to west is going fine back and forth, and I can hear all of you, so I don't know, maybe they're having trouble with some of the lines or something. That's the only thing I can think of. I'll put my speaker a little bit closer or further from my mouth so it doesn't echo back. Okay, anybody have any questions or comments?
Where did she get the audio from for the China study?
Well, you can get that from Amazon.com. I know they have it.
Yeah, special free ship with that saver for it was $60.
Okay, you're cutting way. You're cutting out again.
Is this better?
That's much better.
Well, yeah, I just ordered on Amazon.com, and it's 16-something, and if you order something else a little bit over that, it's free shipping. I got it pretty quick, and it's like 5-6 discs, but it's great. I am not a reader person. I get 90% through audio, so or more. So I listen to it while I clean the house and do in the kitchen, and, you know, I'm learning as I'm doing other things, so I'm always saving time. I'm all about saving time.
Yes, and even if you have read it for myself, I found that going back through it, in fact, that's a good reminder because I need to do it again, because when you're doing other things, you miss parts of it. And so whenever I've restarted it and haven't made it all the way through, I've still picked up more that I did not retain.
Right.
Or it was not applicable maybe at the time. Maybe I've run into somebody that needs that information now. So good comment.
There's so much information, and especially study. So you have to go through so many times before you get it. You know, I mean, these are scientific data, that kind of stuff, but it's really good to go over it again, and then it does make sense the second time and you miss it the first time.
And with Wei saying this, I take it to heart because she has a medical background and is a registered nurse. So if she has to do that, I'm certain it would behoove me to do the same thing. The more grounded you are, the easier it is for you to perform at that level is another, I don't want to say theory because I think it's fact. Education is incredibly powerful. And that's what I see here is, and as a rule, what we're dealing with are people of greater education also. And that doesn't mean they have to have a degree behind their name. I'm not inferring
no.
that by any means.
Is this the book verbatim, sir?
Pardon?
Is the book verbatim on tape?
Way, is it abridged or unabridged? Can you remember?
It's abridged. It's a bridge.
It's abridged?
Abridged. A, B, yeah, A.
Yeah, okay, abridged. So it's shortened, so, and you don't get the benefit of the charts, and I think the charts are really valuable.
Well,
so.
I have both. You know, I have the manual, and then I have the audio, and, you know, I retain the audio information. If I need to get the facts, I can always go to the pages, but, you know, after going through the audio this morning, it's kind of like made me change my mission of what I want to do with this and how I can change the rest of the people around me and more with this. So I just want to revamp my mission for what I'm doing and really expand it, really, really expand it. It's really changed the way I view things, not so much for myself anymore. Everyone else needs to know this.
You know, isn't that the truth? And this is what I see happening with others also. It grows on you because you know. And the other thing is we have got the most wonderful platform to do this in the world because it fits. It's a hand-to-glove situation with our business. I mean, why would we not want to? I mean, why would we not want to be the healthiest wellness consultants, sales leaders in the world, for Pete's sakes? And why would we not want to share free information with other people? And what a door opener when you can say, you know what, I'm giving you, I'm not selling you. There's nothing to buy with this except what you go to the grocery store and get. Okay, because it is the truth. We're changing their diet. We'd like the opportunity to share the other parts to the puzzle on health, of course. Air, water, sleep, fitness, you know, the things we can do with our environment.
And
as far as controlling, pardon?
Right, and it's like, you know, Shaw and I was having our conversation and even just people overhearing. That is really interesting what you do, and I want to know more because I got diabetes, and how can I get started with this? And it's really exciting, open doors from the business point of view. I mean, I have a chance to speak in front of thousands of people that I'm going to be planning with this huge temple in the area because the guy does organic growing of plants.
Yes. We saw that happen, didn't we, Wei?
Right. I'm seeing that happening, so I better go back. But that's really exciting what we have, an open door that everyone can really, I think, really relate to, because everyone eats.
Yeah, and whether it's coming from weight loss or whether it's just coming from being healthy, it doesn't matter where the starting point is. We've got a huge, huge, huge answer for people. So anyway, anyone else with comments or questions? I'm not up on the latest media. I missed Nancy yesterday. Wasn't here on the call, so I don't know what you guys had, and I won't take up your time to have it repeated unless somebody else was missing also and wants to hear her tidbits, because I enjoy everybody else's time on the phone also as much as the interaction I have with you guys.
I'd just like to make a comment on that audio. I don't have it, but I'm going to get it, and then that can help. When I'm on the road traveling, I can fill in and
right.
pick up some of the stuff that I missed.
Correct.
Well, I'll be anxious to hear, Dan, what tidbits you missed, because we have all done that, and I know from listening to it myself, so... Thank you for the reminders. We need to be putting positive into our brains all the time, and that's an easy way of doing it. Okay, anybody have any new great ideas on food, something they're doing maybe that's now coming into season as we're seeing a change in going from winter into spring here all over the country?
Sure, this is Mary Lou. I don't have a question on that, but what were y'all, I came in a little late. What were you talking about? What book or what was it?
Oh, the audio book of China Study.
Okay.
The value of going through that, and Wei commented that you can pick it up on Amazon.com, and if you want to add something to the order, I think it's about $15, $16. If you want to add something to the order, then you can get free shipping at $25 if there's something else you're interested in.
Okay, thank you. Hate to ask again, but I just got connected late. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Char?
Yes.
This is Loretta.
Yes.
I've been going to some cooking classes, vegetarian. They were Seventh-day Adventist classes. I'm not Seventh-day Adventist, but I was invited to some in my town.
Uh-huh.
And I got a wonderful recipe for mock chicken, like a chicken salad, and you would never know that there was not chicken in that salad. It was absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it simple enough you can rattle it off?
I think so.
Okay, I've got a pen and pad.
Okay. It's one can of garbanzo beans or chickpeas, which is the same thing.
Right.
And 1.5 cups of water.
Okay.
2 tablespoons of Bragg's liquid amino acids.
Okay.
4 tablespoons of mock chicken seasoning. And in the health food store, I found McKay's, but there are a couple others. McKay's chicken style instant broth and seasoning. And you just
okay,
add.
So it's a mock chicken seasoning.
Mock.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And a teaspoon of onion powder.
Okay.
A teaspoon of garlic.
Okay.
And so you put all that in your blender and you mix it all up. And then you pour it over 2.5 cups of, this says gluten flour. I don't know what the difference is between regular and gluten.
Gluten is the protein out of the flour. So, okay, so you put it, pour over how much?
2.5 cups of flour.
Okay.
And then you just kind of knead it for 1 minute. It becomes kind of stiff and you just knead it. It's like dough.
Uh-huh.
And then you just flop it into like a round disc.
Okay. And you said knead about 2 minutes?
About 1 minute, just enough to really get it together.
Okay.
And then you put that, you know, shape it into a ball or a disc, and then you put that on a cookie sheet, you spray it in the cookie sheet pan, put it on a cookie sheet and bake it for an hour.
At what temperature?
350.
1 hour, okay.
Now, when it comes out of the oven and it cools off, just take it and pull it apart, break it in pieces, and put it in your food processor.
Okay, process in blender, or food processor, right.
And that kind of shreds it all up.
Okay.
And then you can take that and add to it. That, you know, start your chicken salad, ever how you like chicken salad. They use...
So that's the base of your chicken salad.
Right.
Okay.
Then they use the vegan mayonnaise, which is made of grapeseed oil, which I think tastes better than actual mayonnaise. I was just so surprised. Then she puts some onions and some olives and, you know, different things in. And then she used it on a romaine lettuce leaf.
Uh-huh.
And then we had tomatoes and onions and sprouts on top of that, and then kind of rolled it up.
Okay, so you added celery and onions to this base, and then what else did you say, olives?
To the base.
Yeah, after it was chopped up.
After it's chopped up, you can kind of put in what you want or whatever.
Okay.
Like chicken salad, you know, you could put onions and celery or black olives, and you had all those things in it.
Oh, and the vegan mayo. Okay, and then served on a...
You can serve it in sandwiches. You can serve it on a lettuce leaf, a romaine lettuce leaf. That's what we did. We kind of just put it on a lettuce leaf, put the chicken on it, and then she had sprouts and onions and tomatoes and all these different things you could add on top of it. But you could do the same thing for a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Or hors d'oeuvre, you know, and crackers. But you can't tell the difference that, you know, it tastes just like chicken salad.
You know, we had dinners for a long time at our house, and the wellness consultants could come if they brought a guest. And it was just a very informal interaction around the dinner tables and a potluck. And one of the doctors that came weekly was Seventh-day Adventist, and he brought the most wonderful dishes, and people would always go up and say, I can't quite detect what meat that is in there. And he was doing it from gluten, but he picked up the gluten already at the store for much of what he did. He shortcutted it. And I have made it before in the mixer where you just knead it. And the actual way that I did mine, you rinsed out. You started with flour, not gluten flour, just regular wheat flour, and you rinsed all the fiber out of it, so you ended up with the gluten. This is a much easier shortcut because you wouldn't have the 10 to 15 minutes of rinsing the flour under the water. So, yes, I'm anxious to try that. I've got gluten flour here, so that will be put on my list to do, because that sounds like that would be fun. I do not have the mock chicken seasoning, but I will try that. I've got everything else. So, anyway, thank you for sharing that. I hope somebody else was able to write it down if they wanted it also.
Right.
Is anybody missing anything on it that wants it?
Yep, I'm missing the first couple of things because I was running for paper.
Okay.
I think I've got a can of chickpeas or miso.
Yeah. Or garbanzos, that's the same thing.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're lucky for the day, Mary Lou. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear you. And what was the second ingredient? Water?
1.5 cups of water.
1.5. Okay, I only had one. And then a tablespoon of Bragg's?
2 tablespoons of Bragg's.
See, I was trying to get my paper and tried to go back. And then 4 teaspoons of chicken style seasoning.
4 tablespoons of mock style chicken.
2 tablespoons.
4 tablespoons, yeah.
Okay. A teaspoon of onion powder?
Yeah.
Teaspoon of garlic?
Yeah, 1/2 teaspoon garlic.
Oh. 2.5 teaspoons
on that one?
1/2 teaspoon.
Okay, and then 2.5 cups of gluten flour. And then knead for 1 minute for...
You put that's all in the blender before your flour. You put all the rest in the blender and mix it up, and then you pour that over your flour.
Oh, okay.
Then you kind of knead it for a minute.
Okay, and form into discs on a cookie sheet, bake at 350, and break it for 1 hour.
So Marilyn, you can pack that up and send it down.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to get it right. Break apart into processor, which will shred it, and then that's your base. Then you can add whatever you want, your vegan mayonnaise, onions, celery, olives, and serve on a lettuce leaf or whatever you want.
Sandwich or whatever you want.
Okay.
When I used to make chicken salad, the taste of grapes cut in half is wonderful in there. And I also used to throw in some walnuts cut up. They're very good for those who are not watching their nuts, especially.
If anybody ever wants any really good vegetarian recipes, you ought to seek out a Seventh-day Adventist, because most all places, their churches have cooking classes and have just so much wonderful information, because they've been doing this for years and years and years. So they really know how to cook.
That is very true, and I'll tell you, both Dr. McDougall and Dr. Campbell are regular speakers at the Seventh-day Adventist hospitals, regular speakers.
Yeah.
I mean, over and over. And they do have their act together on food. They can make some really, really tasty dishes. So I'll amen that one.
Sarah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
I live near a temple. By all means, if I'm on a weekend, when they have to bus right out and see what they have to.
Okay. Sounds good, too. We'll get another flavor to it here. Well, this is what makes it fun and interesting, guys, is to experience the different things that are out there and realize that, we've opened up a whole new world in doing this, where once we do it, it becomes much easier. The first time through, and if you're like I am and you like to experiment with recipes, the first time through is always going to take longer. The next time you know exactly what you're doing, especially if you do it close enough together, and it becomes faster. And it becomes a habit, just like the old recipes that we used to throw together all the time, with animal being the animal or byproducts of the animal being the main event. And we've got lots of reasons for shortcutting it now, making cleanup and everything else much easier, and the preservation of the food with leftovers much easier. Anyone else?
This is Darlene, and I was going to say, it sounds like that you could probably use that in a casserole or anything that you would want to have the chicken flavoring in.
I think you could.
Yes, I'm sure you could. Wei, what was that made from that you had me pick up at the Asian market that you said those stalks, they look like corn stalks almost? I don't even know what that was made from.
Is it a giant mushroom or something?
No, this is something that's in a package. I don't think they're doing it from gluten. Is it from rice or rice and soy combination, or what is it? Maybe she's not on anymore. Anyway, we'll find out later. I haven't used it because I've got to call her and write down what all to do with it. We were throwing packages of things in. She'd say, and you can do this, this, and this, and haven't gotten there yet, so. Have any of you made any visits to an Asian market in your area?
Okay.
Not yet. Okay, well, I'm waiting to hear back to see what you guys think.
Anybody ever buy or use yucca root?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with it?
Oh, you put it in salads.
Raw?
Mm-hmm. Very good in salads.
So you peel it and then put it in raw?
Yeah.
And how are you spelling that?
Y-U-C-C-A.
Y-U-C-C-A.
It's like a big potato.
What?
It's like a potato?
Looks like a big potato.
Oh, okay.
I saw one that's like a stem.
Well, yeah. Probably, different shapes.
What kind of taste does it have?
Doesn't have much of a taste. It's just more of a crunchy.
Hmm.
There's not too much of a taste to it.
Like jicama or something? Maybe not as sweet.
I love jicama.
Not as sweet, no.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I love jicama too, especially when it's fresh and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm headed to an Asian market today.
Star?
Yes.
Yeah, this is LaVon. I had my phone on mute and I kept trying to talk and couldn't. Anyway, on this recipe that she was given, can you tell me more about what brand of vegan mayo is she talking about?
You said McKay's, didn't you?
McKay's is the chicken seasoning.
McKay's, okay. And is that a liquid or a powder?
It's a powder.
Okay.
In a jar. It's called Vegan Special. McKay's chicken style instant broth and seasoning. And I put that in all my soups instead of chicken broth. I put this in. There's no chicken in it, of course. It's just...
Okay, and then tell me about the mayo. You said it's grape seed mayo? Because I never found that.
It's in the... you can find it at a health food store. It's a vegan product.
Uh-huh. Is there a brand on that?
I don't have that one. I haven't bought that yet. I just had
it. Oh, okay.
The other night.
Okay.
So I forgot to go to the store and pick that up.
Yeah.
From the health food store. What? It's way up here in Maine, and if I can find it up here...
Well, I'm in the Midwest, and if you can find it faster than I can.
You'd find it faster than I would in upstate New York, I'll guarantee you.
Oh, I don't know.
This is Charlene, and I had got that mayonnaise in the health section where you have the soy milk and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Oh.
Grocery store.
Uh-huh.
It's called Veginaise.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so that's Veginaise. Okay, all right.
I'll find out what it is for sure. I'll call her and ask her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you find the gluten flour?
Health food store or any store that will carry, where they carry the Bob's Red Mill, you'd probably find it on the shelf there, depending on how big a selection they've got.
Okay.
In that. It looks just like flour. We have a Mennonite meat cutting, like a butcher shop here, and they've got a whole bunch of stuff. But when I started making my hearty multi-grain cereal, they didn't have oat groats, so I had to use steel-cut oats. So I did a few substitutions, but they had the wheat gluten there, too. It's a lot powdery than regular flour. It's going to be real dense compared to regular flour, kind of a little different color.
Yes, and this is Darlene again, but I had gotten a new item yesterday that I had this banana walnut bread. It was in a magazine, and they were asking for a half a teaspoon of xanthan gum. And I guess...
Xanthan gum?
Uh-huh. I had never used it.
That is you find in smaller quantities also. That's it's a thickener.
I thought it was a sweetener.
Well, I think it's in with the spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, and then that gum, and then salt.
Okay. I guess I need to check that one out, so I'm not sure.
Maybe it would make stuff raise instead of eggs, because there's no eggs in it.
That could be. Yeah,
I'll pass it on if it's good.
The benefit of that. I've got one that I'm anxious to try that's a sour cream replacement, and they use a 2,000 milligram tablet of ascorbic acid vitamin C tablet in it. And I thought, here we go back to the... citric acid, same difference as far as flavor, one stronger than the other. So anyway, there's all kinds of ways of achieving the taste that we want to resemble or have in a natural way without all the chemicals, and that's basically what we're talking about when we're doing these things. We still want to eat as much in the fresh from the fresh state without it being like processed into tablets or whatever, but to use them, these other things very sparingly to achieve what we want with the taste is still far better than going to the store and buying the fake chemicalized foods. So there's a medium here that we do when you see these recipes come down. The thing I dislike is seeing them start with a lot of prepared and packaged things. Not talking about flavorings, I'm talking about the substance of it. So the more we can get back to having it as close to the state as it is coming from the farm, the better our bodies like it. The easier it is to process and the greater results we're going to see. So love it all. So guys,
bread,
go ahead.
This bread was saying here's a tasty bread without eggs and refined sugar. So that's what.
That's what caught your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Then flip it over and look at the oil content, fat content, where it's coming from, those kinds of things. Make sure you read your ingredient list. If you guys haven't seen Jeff Novick's presentation on reading labels, go through that. I can't remember exactly his website. I think it's just Jeff Novick, but I know you can go to the link from Dr. McDougall's website because he is one of the staff members now on staff with Dr. McDougall as far as training and just working with him. Jeff Novick, and he's very, very easy to listen to.
I just heard that there was a couple on TV this morning who has 6 young children, and they're spending $1,000 a month on food.
Wow, they need to know about this, don't they?
One thing they were told to do, they go through, I forget how many gallons of milk in a month, but they were told, you know, for snacks, if they get this big bag of potato chips, so this is really something that we've talked about in the call, too, break it up into small packages so that they're not, because you can just unconsciously eat the whole bag at one time, and you give each kid a little baggie of a certain number.
And how much better that would be if it was fruit or veggies.
Idea of portion control instead of sitting for all of us, you know, with a big, huge something in front of us, just taking it and putting the rest away.
Yeah, but the only thing you don't have to worry about portion control on is lettuce, I think. We blow up like balloons.
I have a question.
Good.
It's Mary Lou. I'm back to this recipe because I typed it up.
Oh, well, good for you.
But what was the deal? I thought right at the very beginning she said miso.
I don't think miso. It was Bragg's, but not...
No, at the very beginning, chickpeas or... It wasn't miso, it was garbanzo?
Mock chicken salad?
Yeah.
Garbanzo.
Garbanzo?
Mm-hmm.
We're all talking. We're not letting her answer.
Are you there?
We're here.
It was the beans or chickpeas, either one.
Okay, it was garbanzo or chickpeas, a can of each.
Same thing I was talking about.
No, those are the same thing, Mary Lou.
Oh, okay.
They have two names.
Chickpeas smaller? I thought chickpeas were smaller.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
well,
okay.
There's different sizes of garbanzos and chickpeas, but...
Okay. Okay, so then my next question was, when you take this out of the oven... Do you let them cool before you put them in the processor to shred, or what do you do there?
Yes, just let it cool off.
Okay. Got it. All right. And who gave me this recipe?
Loretta?
Okay. I'm going to send this up to you and make sure I got it right, okay? And then we'll blast it out.
I got an email from you for the first time yesterday.
I got your email address, so good.
I've got an extra recipe for raw apple pie I had this week. I'll get that to you people if you'd like it.
Raw apple pie, yum. Okay.
Yours are not coming through, Mary Lou, so I noticed that they've got a bunch of them blocked on my website, so I've got to find out why. So if you want to... single me out and send this down, I would appreciate it until I can figure out why I'm not getting any of yours.
Oh.
I surmised that before, and when you said this, I realized I'd gone through tons of emails yesterday, and there wasn't a single one from you, so I know I'm not getting them.
Do you think it's when I send them in as a group, or is it, do you think I can send them to you one at a time?
I think you can probably send them one at a time. I'm sure it's as a group, because they've got certain filters on this that I'm not aware of, so, and I don't really know how to change that, but I'll find out.
I know Comcast one day stopped me and said that I was spamming. So one of my groups. But I just called them and they undid it for me. So.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on my end, I'm sure, because it's got. I just noticed it said there was a whole bunch of blocked messages. So I got, oh, good. I wonder who they're from.
Okay, so I do drain these beans, right? Or
are you?
I drain these. Drain these beans, correct?
Yes, drain them. And I think you rinse them.
I would, yeah, okay. I'm gone. Thanks.
Okay, guys, we've got to run. Last-minute comment, question. All right, have a wonderful day. Make it a wonderful day. We have that control. It's how we respond. So, and how we control what goes in the mouth, so that helps with the way we feel. So, we will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Jeannie will be here. So, have a great one. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Char.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Char. Bye-bye.